Oh, no, she's not cleaning anymore.
Okay. Do you mind if I have a conversation in here?
Okay, I just want another adult present.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to have a seat?
If that's about what this morning was, I respectfully like talk about my parents present.
With your parent present?
Yes, please.
Okay, so then I'm gonna tell you where I'm coming from.
Okay.
Okay, because your dad's having a meeting tomorrow morning at 8:00.
Okay.
I will not be there.
Okay.
Okay, they told me I didn't have to be there.
Okay.
I just need you to know that I don't have a problem with you playing volleyball.
Okay.
It's the commitment.
Okay.
So you have to be there if you want to continue. You need to be there on Saturday.
Okay. And if I'm not there on Saturday?
Then I'm going to remove you from the team.
Okay. I would just like to have the rest of this conversation with my parents respectfully.
Well, that's totally fine.
Okay.
And I kind of wish I was going to be there tomorrow.
Okay. But I don't think I'm even going to be in the meeting. I will probably be either at chapel or at...
Well, I will tell you right now, if I'm in a meeting with your parents, I'm going to want you there.
Okay.
Because that's how I operate.
Okay.
Okay? Because I think you're the stakeholder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative that you're there.
Okay.
Can I ask you why?
Why what?
Why you want your parents? Why can't you and I have a conversation?
Because I'd like my parents to hear what's being said and what's being said from both sides. So could we please just, like, finish
this
conversation?
I understand. I'm just
parents.
Asking what...
Because why I feel you... more comfortable with my... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm so sorry. I meant that I'd like my parents present because I feel more comfortable around my parents.
Okay. So do you find that concerning at all?
What? Concerning?
That you can't have a conversation with your coach or a teacher without your parents being around?
No, it's just the fact that what's being on the table is on the table. I'd like my parents present for every single conversation. Please.
Okay. So I can't be there tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you that I've told them, and granted, I'm having an adult here listening mm-hmm. to this, because like you,
mm-hmm.
I, because you know the first meeting was about the fact that what I say to you doesn't necessarily go home in the same manner.
Okay.
I need you to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That, again, it's about the commitment.
Okay.
You've known about the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have your bigger little sister.
Yes.
Your secret Santa.
Yes.
And you have the stocking.
I was intending on making sure that all those things were on your desk on Friday.
I don't need them on my desk.
Okay.
Okay? I need them in person, because okay. I'm not even here tomorrow.
Well, then I would give them to one of my team members, to making sure that everybody gets something and then donate to that.
Correct, but it's about being...
finish this conversation with my parents present?
No.
I feel more comfortable.
I understand, but sometimes you got to be uncomfortable. Sometimes your best growing is when you are uncomfortable, okay? You need to be able to have a conversation, especially at your age. You're in high school. You're 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a conversation with another adult without your parents being there?
It's just that what's on the table, I'd like my parents present.
Let me ask you this. What's on the table?
You said that if I'm not allowed to be there on Saturday, then I would be cut from the team.
And what do you have a concern with that statement?
That you're going to be taking me off the team for something that I cannot control my scheduling. Now, can I
yes,
please?
You can control your scheduling.
I'm 15, I really can. It's up to my parents, they're my guardians. Can we please just finish this conversation?
So you're telling me your parents are making the decision.
Can I please just
no,
finish
Emerson,
this?
No, Emerson, we're having the conversation right now.
I feel like I'm being put into an uncomfortable situation that I don't want to be in. Can I please just finish this with my parents, please?
I won't be there tomorrow. I want to have
a
conversation with you.
I won't be there either,
you.
So it's
no,
just
you would be there.
I'd be in class. I don't want to be pulled out of class.
If I'm in that conversation, you're in that conversation. You're not going to be in that conversation because I'm not there. But if I'm there, you're in that conversation.
Like there physically, or there what do you mean I'm there? Like physically there, or like
yeah.
wordly there?
No, physically.
Okay, there we go.
What does that mean?
Like, if you're being talked about, I'm going to be there. That's what I meant.
Well, you're the major stakeholder.
Okay.
So it's most important
I
that you're there.
I would not like to be pulled out of class because I have chemistry and that's finals preparation.
Okay. Do you understand why?
Why the ultimatum that's on the table is on the table?
It's not an ultimatum.
Okay.
It's sticking to a commitment.
Okay.
Do you know why it's there?
Because you hold us to high standards. That's what you were talking about before. And you expect commitment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Were you not clear with the commitment ahead of time?
I was quite clear. As I said this morning, if I was going, I was understanding that my pool would be in the morning so I could make both things.
But this could happen again.
okay, but I don't think there's anything that conflicts. So I was just hoping and waiting for there to be a morning pool, because morning pools finish at 12 o'clock. And then the refs and everybody else, they have lunch, and then the next pool starts at 1, and that's afternoon to night.
But you're still a member of that team. Here's where I need you to be at, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be at a member of cheer,
mm-hmm.
a member of club.
Mm-hmm.
Conflict,
mm-hmm.
cheer comes first.
Okay.
It's the priority.
Okay.
Okay? That's what we discussed about in the meeting.
Okay.
That's what we discussed with your parents and with you there.
Mm-hmm.
With Mr.
Mitchell.
Yes. And also the AD.
Okay.
Okay. Was that not clear to you?
It was crystal clear.
So it was clear to you that if there was a conflict between club...
They never talked about club during that whole meeting.
We did talk about it.
We talked about school volleyball.
Yes.
That's
okay,
not
correct.
Club.
So if we're going to get really nitpicky then...
I wasn't trying to
be nitpicky. We talked about...
Can
school.
I please just...
No.
I feel uncomfortable having this conversation.
So do I.
Well, can we not? Can we just do it at a later date then? Maybe Monday? Tuesday?
No,
Wednesday?
No, because here's the thing. You will not return to practice until we meet. If you are not there on Saturday, my directive is that if you're not there on Saturday, you are removed from the team.
Is directive infinite?
Absolute.
Absolute?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if I don't show up on Saturday, I won't be on the team.
Correct.
Okay, then.
Okay. So... I need you to understand
mm-hmm.
that it's not going to go any further.
Okay.
Now, if there has to be another meeting,
mm-hmm.
okay, and there shouldn't,
mm-hmm.
there should not be another meeting after that. If there has to be another meeting,
mm-hmm.
then you wouldn't return to practice until we had it.
Like last time. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now. I do need you to know, did you hear any of my words in there?
I was listening very attentively.
What did I say as far as how I feel about you guys?
You love us all and you care about us and you only want what's best for us, and that you take every decision that you have for heart and you talk to the Lord about it and you make sure that it's what your plans align to His plans, and you're just doing everything in your power to make sure that you are honoring the Lord, you are following the directions that you have your life in, and that you love us, care about us, and that everything you do is because of us, and you care about us deeply.
So then why are you so afraid to talk to me?
I'm not afraid of talking to you. Just with past events, words were switched around, I'd like everything to be said with my parents present so they understand the story, because I don't want to go home and for you to think I'm saying things that could be twisted, because I don't say the exact, I don't say every single thing word for word the way you say it. Like, let's say you say, hello, my name is Ms. Walker, then I go home and say, hi, I'm Emerson. Hi, I'm Miss Walker. You know what I mean? Like, every word isn't being said verbatim.
No, it's the intent. It's the.
That's why I like my parents here, so they can understand your intent as well, straight from the source.
Okay, I do believe they understand where I'm coming from.
Okay.
So, I'm really sorry. I want you there on Saturday.
Okay.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to choose school cheer.
Okay.
You heard them in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were proud of you for making that team.
Mm-hmm.
They support you.
No, my team is very supportive.
Right. But your priority has to be cheer.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
that that's where your decision lies.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. And are you good?
Mm-hmm. I am completely good.
Okay.
No, no tears.
Okay, good.
I'm perfectly good.
Are we going to have tears when we get home?
No, ma'am.
Are you sure? Because it breaks my heart when you
go home
and cry.
That's okay.
I want you here.
Okay. I love cheer. I love performing. So
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I need you there. I need that to be the priority.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
May I go wash my hands like I was going to?
Yes.
Thank you.